Congress is working to pass a defense authorization and spending bill as it winds up work for the year, but it won't include an expansion of the Air Force test and training range in Utah's West Desert, at least not this time. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
Utah Senator Orrin Hatch had proposed an amendment to the Defense Authorization Act that would have transferred more than 700,000 acres of public land to the Air Force. But his office issued a statement Wednesday saying he believes it would be better to move ahead next year. It says he wants to give Utahns an opportunity to provide input on the expansion. That's fine with Steve Erickson. He represents the Great Basin Water Network and the Utah Audubon Council. Part of that plan involves a land exchange between the federal government and Utah's State Institutional Trust Lands Administration, or SITLA.
I know that there's issues around the lands that would get exchanged. What would SITLA receive in return for this deal that the senator is attempting to strike? And we'd certainly like to take a look at some of that, too, to determine whether or not those lands are appropriate for transfer.
A number of groups have expressed concern about the possible expansion, including ranchers, county governments, and the Goshute Indian Tribe. The Air Force says it needs a larger area to support pilot training for its new F-22 and F-35 fighter jets. Dan Bomas, KUER News.